This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Islamic militants are preventing more than 1,000 civilians from leaving an area still held by the extremist group in a village in eastern Syria. That's according to a spokesman for the U.S.-backed Syrian militia fighting the group. Occasional airstrikes and clashes continue inside the village of Baghouz. The capture of the last pocket of territory held by IS in either Syria or Iraq would mark the end of a devastating four-year global campaign to end the extremist group's so-called caliphate. Iran's foreign minister on Sunday criticized the United States for having an unhealthy fixation with his country.
We have long been the target of an unhealthy fixation, let's say an obsession, which continues to this very day. The demonization of my country has been a convenient cross for seven consecutive American presidents to bear.
Mohammad Javad Zarif addressed the Munich Security Conference Sunday, a day after U.S. Vice President Mike Pence prodded European countries to follow Washington in withdrawing from the 2015 nuclear deal and to stop undermining U.S. sanctions. On Saturday, Pence also called on allies to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as a legitimate president of Venezuela.
The struggle in Venezuela is between dictatorship and democracy. Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power, and Nicolas Maduro must go.
More than 20 European states have recognized Guaido, but the European Union has stopped short of fully recognizing him as interim president. Disputed President Nicolas Maduro is widely accused of vote rigging last year's election. This is VOA News. Three U.S. military transport planes loaded with humanitarian aid for Venezuela landed in Cucuta, Colombia, Saturday, adding to the tons of food and medicine waiting to cross the border. The aid sent from the U.S. and many other countries has not yet reached any Venezuelans, but instead sits in towns in Colombia, Brazil, and Curaçao. Disputed President Maduro says the aid is unnecessary and illegal. Guaido, recognized by the U.S. and other nations as Venezuela's legitimate interim president, says he has a plan to bring the aid into the country and will release the details Monday. Pakistan is shutting down its airspace and has stepped up security to welcome the arrival of Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Sunday. This will be the start of the Crown Prince's tour of South Asia and China. Bashir Chaudhry is an Islamabad resident and local journalist. He says bin Salman's visit will hugely benefit Pakistan, and the investment coming to the country will improve Pakistan's economic conditions, which will result in political stability. Pakistan is welcoming the Crown Prince with open arms for a visit during which he is expected to sign investment agreements worth more than $10 billion. Pope Francis called on the faithful Sunday to pray for this week's summit at the Vatican on sex abuse, calling the problem an urgent challenge of our time. He's summoned bishops to Rome this week to help him chart a way forward after decades of abuse by priests and prelates and the systematic cover-ups. Peter Isley, a survivor of clergy abuse who is now a board member of the group Ending Clergy Abuse, arrived in Rome to follow the Vatican summit.
Whatever difficulty him or discomfort this is for anybody in the Papal Palace, it's nothing compared to what survivors have had to undergo.
Saturday, the Vatican expelled former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick from the priesthood after being found guilty of sexual crimes against minors and adults. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert on Saturday said she has withdrawn her name from consideration for the post of U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. President Trump had announced in December he was picking Nauert to fill the vacancy caused when Nikki Haley stepped down. Media reports said late Saturday, Nauert has withdrawn due to complications surrounding her employment of a nanny who was in the country legally but not legally allowed to work. A fire tore through 200 slum homes early Sunday in the Bangladesh port of Chittagong, killing at least 8 people. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.